Hey guys, it's me, Tyler. Today I'm going to show y'all how to put a halter on a Simmental calf that I raised. Most of y'all see me come into the barn, come into the classroom with a mud on my pants and green stuff on my pockets. Well, I'm out here in this nice lighted barn and whatnot, and doing what I do is mess with cows and whatnot, and today I'm going to show you how to put this halter on a calf. Well, for the first things first, I'm going to show you how the halter works. Right now, this is a green and black braided rope halter, nylon rope halter, that goes around the head of a calf. This part right here, this circle part, is what goes around the nose of the calf. This is what you put on first, or you snag the calf, in which I'm going to show y'all in a second. This other piece right here goes around the top side of the head, around the ears. And then this part right here is a slip knot that goes around the nose and tightens around the nose to get your grip. And then this is the lead. The lead is what you're basically in control of the calf. Control the calf to lead her around, tie its head up, and so on and so forth, etc., etc. And so, right now, I have this wonderful little calf inside here in the pen with me, in which I'm about to put the halter on. This is about a 700 to 800 pound calf that is mostly friendly, and she kicks once in a while, but that's part of messing with calves. Well, here it goes. First of all, you're going to get a little slack in your halter so you can throw it around the nose of the calf. You're going to throw it around the nose of the calf, and then you only have a split second for it to go around the back of the ears, because that calf will either want to jolt sideways, go backwards, or some, if you get lucky, will just stand there and let you put the halter on it. This being a first year show calf, it's kind of hard, but sometimes you get lucky. Alright, so you put the slack in it, and you go around. Oh, let's get over here for a second. Alright, you put the slack in it, you snag it, oh look at that, I got a lucky heifer today. Snag it, and she is not moving, and you're going to put her around the ears, and then your lead, you're going to cinch up on the lead. Get it nice and tight where this is behind the ears perfectly, and this part, the nose part, is around the nose. And then you have your lead cinched up, and you're ready to go. Now you're walking around. You can walk that calf wherever it goes, head not bobbing, or you're not in control, and so on and so forth. But now, here's another fun part, tying up a calf. Some people just go over here, throw the lead around, wrap it around a couple times, and put the worst knot that you can have is a simple, common, just knot. This calf, once in a while, wants to get a little moody, and it'll want to move back and forth and somewhat fall down. This will get you in a bind. You trying to wedge this knot apart and whatnot, and this is super, super tight, and you can't hardly get your fingers on it. But this is not what we want today, or any time. You want a common slip knot. Come on, Gaff, get your head up a little bit. You want it around the pole twice. One, and make sure it goes around the second time. Make sure it goes around the lead in an X form right here, X or Y form right here. You're going to pull the lead again. Take your rest of your lead, make a loop in it. Make a loop in it, and you'll have, and cross it with the excess lead that comes off from the nose of the calf. You're going to take that with your loop and push it through this hole. And pull tight. Pull tight on both the lead and what's in your hand, the loop. You're going to pull tight, and then with your loop and your excess lead, you're going to pull and make another loop, pull and make another loop. And then with your excess lead, probably only a 6 to 8 inch piece of lead left, you're going to stuff it through that hole and pull tight. That's a common slip knot. The easiest slip knot you can ever get a hold of. Now to untie it, you're going to take the excess lead back out, and you're just going to pull, pull, comes undone, and the calf's head is free. Well, that's about it for today. That's how you put a halter on a calf, and I hope someday, maybe when you're out in the barn, you want to mess with a couple calves, you go out and try to put one on. Well, that's my presentation. I hope y'all have a good night, and look at all the other videos that present to you tonight. Thank you.